The Driving While Awesome podcast is recorded live to SD card at the Beeline Motor Club in Santa Cruz, California.
Where am I and where are you?
Can you imagine like his head being inside his little head?
Egocidal vehiculum.
There's no doubt Corvettes are fast.
But
what about the people that put their fingers over the license plate?
Keiichi Tsuchiya.
Those cars have such a cute little face, you know? It's like a little salamander or something, you know?
I'm riding dirty right now.
Fight those traffic tickets with Off the Record. Snap a photo of your ticket, answer a few questions, and get matched to an experienced lawyer. That's it. No mailing in your ticket, no showing up in court. Let the pros handle it and keep those points off your record. Use code AWESOME to get 10% off. That's offtherecord.com. Fight those tickets.
Welcome to...
Hello.
Welcome.
Driving.
Wow, awesome. Jason, Camisa, hello. Derek Tam Scott.
And the Carmudgeon Show. That's what they're called
one
as
the
a
same.
Pair.
Oh, if you want to just identify us as one pair of humans.
Yeah, you are... Yeah.
Collectively, we are the Carmudgeon Show.
Don't be afraid to get really close to the mic. That's all
you,
I can say.
You have room, Jason. You look like you want to go back.
No, I have to go to the bathroom. No.
Oh, okay. His satchel.
I'm very thirsty. Here's the thing. So if you can hear that in the background, I decided I was going to bring water this time because the curse of Radwood, as you guys know,
uh-huh.
is that there's always a problem with the food something.
Yes.
Always something always goes wrong.
Yes.
I will beat them this time. I am smarter than the curse of Radwood, and I'll bring water. And I'm like, well, I don't want to put a cooler in my Honda Beat because... it doesn't fit. So I froze the bottles of water like a fucking genius because what's ice made out of? Water. And what's in the water bottles? Water. So I'm just going to make ice in the fucking water bottles. And guess what? Didn't melt.
You know what? Because you're inside a not very hot room.
Also, I left them in the cooler because I'm an idiot. Smart. Other part of that problem.
Yes.
Yeah. So now I'm thirsty and I have a crinkly water thing.
And you have a big old block of ice.
Need water.
Well, the good news is that we have tons of water bottles at our tent. So we can definitely hook you up.
Are you just plugging your own vending?
Yeah. Okay. No, yeah. This is free
at
of charge.
The Haggerty booth.
Free water. Sponsored water. Free Gatorade even.
Thank you, Papa Haggerty.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
this free water.
We're totally. Coming to you live from Radwood, NorCal 2022 in San Mateo. We are joined by none other than the Carmudgeon Brothers.
Brothers?
The Carmudgeon Bros.
What did you say?
What do you say?
How would that be incestuous? I'm more offended by the thought of that.
Okay. That's where his mind went. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us. This is not your first Radwood. Tell me what you're seeing out there. What's on your...
I'm seeing everything but blue because I have blue blockers on right now.
Oh.
So blue. I don't see blue.
That's awesome.
Perfect. Yeah, you're looking very nice.
Thank you.
For the listeners, Jason has a wig on and blue blockers.
This is not a wig.
He's got the...
my pubic hair out. I have a Bob Ross wig on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing. What I thought about last night at 10 o'clock when I should have already had an outfit for months lined up, I was like, oh, I need an outfit. And I just bought the Bob Ross thing for that Nissan Z video that I did. And I'm like, hold on. Bob Ross has the same hair as Richard Simmons. So if I do my normal Radwood outfit, which is ridiculously short shorts, and the Bob Ross wig, I am then Richard Simmons. So I've been sweating to the oldies all day.
Very
you
nice.
Look great. Very good.
So
Richard
other
Simmons.
Than not seeing blue, what are you seeing?
Sorry, I just took those glasses off. Don't do.
And
don't
then
do
you it. Were depressed, right?
Everything got blue.
Yeah, it's depressing.
I'm seeing. I mean, right now I'm looking at a Lancia 037, and there's a DeLorean, and then there's a stupid Honda Beat and an amazing Volvo wagon. It's hard to explain to people who have not been to one of these shows, but you think you're prepared for it, and then it's overload to the point of. I need to go to the bathroom and be by myself for a minute. It's just name any amazing car that you've wanted to see and haven't seen in 20 years or ever.
What about this? What about this hair? What about hair
oh.
like that?
That's a solid
is that
mullet.
Strongest mullet
is
I've
that
ever
for
seen.
The show or is that just the
no,
way
that's
it
just,
is?
That's just every
that's
day.
That's got to be for the show.
That's preparing for the show for years.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm glad Radwood happened because I've been...
Those acid wash jeans are authentic, though. They're definitely...
Everything's authentic on that.
Yeah, those
for
are
sure.
sick. I used to peg my jeans like that in fourth grade. Pretty
I
cool.
I say, there's definitely... It's amazing how many people use this event to bring out one piece of flair at least. Like, almost everyone has something, right? Like a hat, glasses, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Blue blockers, you name it. Crimped hair.
I brought a Derek.
a Derek.
Best accessory.
A hyphen flair. Accessory?
Yeah, raddest accessory.
Is he an oil Derek?
An
This is how he kills the show, folks.
Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, yeah, so Jason says every amazing car you can think of. I would say the best part is actually the not amazing cars, because those are all the ones that have returned to the Earth. And so you're just like, I haven't seen one of those in any condition at any point. Oh, we have the public here.
The public is waving for us. This public. Is not public. Those are our friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but
so.
No, no, no. When I say the amazing stuff, I mean the white Ford Tempo. I think it's white.
Yes, it was very nice.
It's a Tempo V6 manual with window sticker.
Oh, it's a manual?
It's a manual.
Wow.
It's a manual Tempo.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize how manual.
Of the burnout.
And a
V6.
Think of the burnouts as your first thing.
What the fuck else
That's
would you do in a V6 front wheel drive?
The Tempo.
Think of the burnouts.
I mean, wheelchairs. But come on. This thing looks like a museum piece. And what I love about this kind of shit is when you start looking at that and you realize like the headlights are incredibly high gloss and they're not stone chipped and the taillights are high gloss. These cars look so much better. Than we remember them looking now, because
they're
all destroyed now. When you see one in good shape, you're like, wow, that wasn't nearly as hideous as I thought it was.
Yep.
Amazing car. Amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. So there's a Mark I Jetta Coupe over there by the Griot's booth. I don't know if you saw it. And so, you know, I was actually about to explain to them, like, you know, like, because I put it there for a reason. And he's like, oh, dude, you don't need to explain anything. This thing has had a crowd around it the entire time. And I'm like,
really?
I'm happy to hear that, because that doesn't exist. That is a very rare car now.
You know that there's... So this guy's if it's the same owner as it was a couple of years ago, his parents bought it new.
Oh, that's awesome!
He's got the original window sticker, and the thing is, Volkswagen of America has repeatedly told him there was no Jetta Coupe GLI ever sold in America.
Whoa!
And he's like, I have the window sticker and the purchase paperwork, and they're like, no, it's a Canadian car, and they've gone back and forth. And I called VW, and one of the guys found out that the press department made, I think it was 3 or 5 of them, that they dressed up in GLI garb to put on the stage at one of the auto shows.
No way.
And then the thing didn't happen and whatever, and he got one of those cars.
Holy crap.
It doesn't really exist.
That's even more significant than I thought then.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I remember that car from some past Radwoods, Sonoma maybe.
Yeah, it's definitely been to a few.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really cool car.
That's epic. Yeah, it's actually owned by one of our Facebook admins.
okay.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, but there's a lot here. I mean, It's overwhelming, you know, even for us at this point, you know, like we obviously are working the show, so we run around like crazy, but like we try to like keep note, and it's just like, it's just so much. It's so much coolness.
I mean, there was a 190E 2.316 Cosworth just drove in, and I literally ran after him to try to figure out what the fuck was under the hood of it, because it sounded like nothing.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Couldn't figure it out. I'm like, it's loping like a V8, but it doesn't sound like a V8, and then he got on it a second, and it blacks smoke, and I'm like, what the fuck? It's got a straight six diesel in it.
What?
With a turbo the size of a school bus.
Oh, I bet it's an OM606.
It's a six, it's the twin cam.
606.
24 valve. Without the turbo hooked up. It's not hooked up yet, right? So that's the thing. He just got it running last night.
Oh, that's awesome.
So amazing.
And that's great. We actually become like a destination, an incentive to do this type of shit, right? Like people are like, hey, I need it. I want to get this car done. Radwood is my goal. I'm going to make it happen.
Just like,
you know?
Pebble Beach.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
exactly
awesome.
You know,
that's the only reason I got the beat done as quick as I did. So I put wheels and tires on it, reupholstered a seat, and buffed and cleaned the shit out of it last night.
Awesome. Thank you.
Today.
It looks very good.
I saw your post. When did you get that car? I didn't even know you had it.
I'm secret like that.
You're a secret.
April.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
April.
Cool.
Nice.
The night before last. I got it 2 days ago, and then yesterday I did all the mods and fixed it.
Yeah.
Probably April.
Okay. Cool.
It's very cool.
It's so stupid.
It's fun.
How's Carmudgeon treating you guys? Tell us about the latest developments for the listeners.
Have there been developments?
We are doing it weekly now, and people are still coming to terms with that, because we were set up on a sort of like once every...
You guys are at quarterly, right?
We're a quarterly podcast.
Yeah.
For a while there, because, you know, Jason was doing it for free, and was part of BC.
Jason don't work for free. We all know that.
Well, yeah, that's why it happened quarterly.
Yeah.
The problem was, it was just a scheduling thing. I mean, you know, I'm doing Inside Baseball 30 pieces of video content this year for Haggerty, which in all honesty, the 6 episodes of Icons, each one is a month of pre-production, a month of post-production, and then a week to film. So just that show alone would be genuinely a full-time job. And then you add on that one Revelations a month and one Cooter, which is Kamisa's ultimate drag race replay, on top of that. And then on top of that, 48 episodes of Carmudgeon. It's just nuts.
Yeah, and then also, can you do more? Can you, like, we want more video content. We want it sooner. We want it faster. Like, that's what everyone says, right?
The Instagram shit. Like, I do
all the Instagram but you shit. Love that.
Oh, yes, and could you do it for free as well?
Yeah, that's for free.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's just, there's only so many hours in a day. And so we were talking internally about at Hagerty, and there was a push to do the Hagerty Podcast Network. And they're like, hey, do you think you could, you know, would be interested in starting a podcast? I'm like, starting? I'd rather continue the one that we were doing, that we love doing, and just made it official as part of my schedule. So
nice.
So now we have a hyphen and a Hagerty Podcast hyphen network.
Yeah, we're and then, all in the Hagerty family now. Everything,
yeah.
Yeah.
Consumed by Hagerty.
That's right.
And then you guys do video too?
Yeah, so the podcast is recorded three cameras at the same time. Uh-huh. At once, but the...
Where does the video go?
YouTube.
Yeah. On Hagerty's channel, sure. Or
it's the Carmudgeon Show has its own sub channel.
Yeah, dedicated channel for it.
Oh, and okay.
Like 2/3 of the consumption of our podcast is on YouTube.
Oh, really?
And 1/3 is on audio.
Oh, okay.
You shouldn't tell people that because those numbers are public.
Yeah, now we can look at exactly how many listeners.
Oh, now we know.
Obviously, yep. What he meant to say was 97% of our viewers are not
on YouTube. Yeah, actually, because I was looking the other day and I'm like, oh, you know, Hagerty's putting these up somewhere, and I had no idea. Yeah, so you, now I know.
Yeah, the Carmudgeon Show. It's youtube.com/thecarmudgeon.
Okay, gotcha.
That's great.
Yeah.
Or maybe just Carmudgeon Show. Whatever. Search it. That's
yeah,
why
yeah.
Google was invented.
Yeah, that's easy. That's
Google.
Easy enough. Yeah, for sure. I just saw it wasn't on Hagerty's like main feed or whatever, right? So
It's doing well. I mean, we were ranked number 4. I think Art yelled at me and was like, you know, it doesn't mean you're number 4.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't give a shit. Somebody.
It means that you're doing well.
Right.
Yeah. It means that there's
compared.
It means
to last
you had
month.
A big jump.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. Because we were new.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a big fall on the ECME channel. Unfortunately, we couldn't port over all the original ECME videos to the new channel, but.
Well, that'll start happening, and that's why we're doing this kind of thing, right? It helps. Like, we have an audience, you have an audience. Of course, there's overlap, but then there's also folks who are looking for content, you know, and don't know what's out there, so.
And they should be finding how to DWA, which I always thought was a racial slur against Derek.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Driving while Asian?
Amazing, oh. Is what I was going to say.
I'm only half Asian.
African?
So you're allowed to say it.
My friend is half Asian and half white, and her dad was teaching her how to drive. He said, please try and concentrate with your white half while we're
there. Wow. Oh, my God. Holy crap.
Wow. We can't say that.
That's
or,
wildly
yeah.
inappropriate.
Yeah, very much.
You're allowed to say that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess so, right? Yeah,
that's yeah, what, the rest of you can't really say anything, so I've just taken us down a content head because nobody can say
unless it was the white half of you that just said that.
No.
Oh, yeah, see?
Well, the hyphen keeps them separated.
Oh, yeah. So he can
half Asian.
Oh, okay.
He can
make fun of her white.
Oh shit!
That was the yeah, quarter white cool.
temperament. That's why you're so nice.
What is happening right now?
I don't know.
We're not talking about cars, that's for sure.
No.
We're talking about driving.
So I want to ask everyone's standout car that they've seen so far, but I'll say mine first because I can't think of any other cars. It is that. Is it Clarion? The Clarion. Dodge Dakota
Alpine Chevy S10.
Not my different. I got
whoa,
my stereo.
White
it's a Chevy. I thought it was a Dodge.
I love how
no,
you
I think
got
it's an S10.
Part of it wrong. It's parked next to a Cyclone, right?
Yeah,
S10,
yeah.
The one with the
yeah,
green. The with the green.
It's an S10.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says S10 on
the Clarion.
Oh, God. Dude, it does on the grill.
Aftermarket grill that has.
And
like
it's and it's not Clarion. It's Alpine.
But it's got like a slime
yeah,
motif
yeah,
right on the
rad.
Side. It's
down the side.
It's super
name
rad.
Is there as an easy identifier for something. You didn't even need it because everyone knew what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Sure. And I was totally wrong about every detail.
You got one.
Oh my God! I got one thing right. Yeah.
The Clarion Dodge Dakota. I mean, the Alpine. Chevy
it's got
S10.
A stereo.
So it's a cabriolet, shaved handles, huge Rockford Fosgate subs in the back, cell phone, tweed interior. I mean, it's like all the business.
By the way, Jason just stuck his hand out and tongue out in disgust.
I just vomited a little in my mouth, but
it's very it's appropriate, right? It's
I mean,
like it's very rad.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Here's a better. There's a better shot of that.
I don't usually say this, but there's
Derek took a shitty photo of it. That's amazing.
Yes, with
there's
the bike
gray,
in the back,
gray Lamborghini Diablo.
Yeah,
and that color. I'm assuming it's factory, but
Grigio Telesto.
Is it? Yeah. So it's a non-metallic.
It's actually metallic.
Yeah, it's metallic.
Oh. And you can only see it up close.
So it's a Dodge Dakota Clarion.
Metallic.
That's what it is.
That's Grigio. What the fuck do you know this shit for?
It's more of like a it's like a pearl. Yes, right? It's correct. A very fine metallic.
It
yeah.
doesn't read as metallic until you're up close to it and bright light.
Yeah.
Yep. It's well, magnificent. That was so cool. And then there's that RX-7.
Shooting brake. That's incredible.
Hatch.
My mind over that.
That thing's never really cool. And the wheels are cool on it. And that one stood out for sure.
For me, as we curate the show, so I love the pairings we make. Like, just like my favorite is the MR2 with the 355 Spider.
Yeah.
Did you see that? And it's like the owner was stoked, and it was initially I'm like, all right, the Ferrari guy's gonna be bummed out about this, but he actually was all in. That's he loves it.
Somebody was talking about the line to get in the morning, and there's look, you're coordinating all this stuff. It's just part and parcel of having a curated layout. And he was like, I just we just sort of all drove in randomly. I'm like, no, you didn't. And he's like, yeah, I know we did. And I'm like, no, you didn't. What you don't realize is that Art Cervantes is actually Spanish for obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yeah.
And he has a chart and everything is paired. And he's like, it can't be. And then we walk through later and you see there's a cyclone next to a typhoon next to a Grand National.
And then all the 944s next to the RX-7s.
Exactly. Everything has a place. And that is one of those little touches that I think only you nutbags could ever pull off.
And that's the thing is that it's almost like, as you said, right? Like, you sort of are like immersed in this. It's all about the ambiance, right? This is happening. You may not notice it initially, but then as you look closer, you're like, oh shit, that is a 944 with an RX-7, or that's a Grand National with a Buick T-Type, or whatever it may be, right? And so, and then sometimes it's very overt, right? Okay, we've got like the K cars next to each other there, and
you have the K cars splattered all over. Then you have the other K car display.
We have another K car display,
which has a Cavalier RS convertible with a digital dash.
Oh, that thing was insane. The Cavalier. I've never thought I'd say that. I'm like, look at that sweet Cavalier convertible.
The Radwood effect.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a demonstration of that. Yes. Like, wow, look at that sweet shitbox.
Very much.
Made fun of me for drooling all over that Ford Tempo.
I was wrong. And by the way, when I saw that Tempo, I'm like, check out that Tempo. So clean. Like,
I didn't take that many pictures, and I took a picture of the Tempo.
Of the Tempo, yeah.
So just like, when was the last time you saw one?
Never.
Yeah.
I was alive when they were, we all were. Remember when they were new? We were there. Yeah. They weren't that nice then.
I barely remember it because they're not very memorable. But the ones you do see are trash. That's the thing, too.
Like, very quick.
You forget, like, it's not a horrible looking car, right? But like you were talking about, but you always see them so beat up where it's just, they're so shitty and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, same with like a first gen Taurus, right? Which is a cool design. Yeah. It was lauded initially, right? And then it became just like a pile of crap.
The coefficient of drag was like the best ever besides the Audi 5000 or whatever. Yeah. Whatever. It was like, it was for a sedan and everything. Yeah.
So I got the privilege of pushing an AutoZam AZ1 yesterday because he had a fuel delivery issue. It is incredibly light. Like, I mean, it was amazing. Like, I pushed it.
You don't say.
And it almost, I mean, it's just, it's a tiny little thing, but it's like, it's hilarious. Like, it almost like rolled on its own. I'm like, am I really, like, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
It was so funny.
I don't ever start the beat to move it around the garage. And look, I have a 1,992 pound Lotus. My VWs are 23 and 2,400 pounds. I don't ever start the beat because it's genuinely easier to push it around.
Yeah, otherwise, you're getting in and starting, and then like the whole.
It's amazing the difference in rolling resistance between a 1,500 pound car and a 2,500 pound car.
Yeah, massive. Yeah. And also contact patch, right? The tires are what, 155s maybe? Like, so that.
155. So I just bought tires for it, which was really fun. 155, 65, 13 on the front. And 165, 60, 14s on the
what?
Back.
What? Whoa, they're staggered like that?
What?
You go find, or my, the lease.
Or ZR, or ZR6.
You go find tires in those, either of those.
Yeah, where are you looking?
I dare eBay.
Yeah.
And they're, I can't remember the name of
it. Yeah, what kind of brand are we looking at here?
Textless. Something, it's something less, isn't like it's gripless. Okay.
Gripless.
Or safetyless. Or
I feel like, would Mini help, like a Mini sizing? Nope. Nothing?
No, there was not one single tire available from Tire Rack, Discount Tire, any U.S. retailer. But there's some dude on eBay who's got them both sizes in stock in four different warehouses across the U.S. Sent me all four, and voila, here I am.
That's warehouses. Awesome. It's probably sheds.
Yeah,
right.
The back room, spare room in the house.
Bike bin. Shops. It's probably bicycle shops or something.
Yeah. Did you guys see this Renault? Are you guys
Renault
like,
Spider?
Yeah.
Those are so cool.
Super cool.
Yeah.
I have always wanted to drive one of those.
That one's it's an actual race car. I would love to drive a street car first and get a sense of what
coupe.
Oh, really?
The turbo, the 20 valve turbo.
They made one of those.
It's the same car I'm thinking
of.
It's
a Renault Sport Spider. It's like a yellow bathtub thing with no windshield.
I'm sorry. It's a different car. I'm thinking of...
See them pearl yellow.
Yes. That's the car that I talked about in the Revelations with the Elise that was done by Alcoa. No, the same steel... Aluminum.
Clarion, right?
God damn it, what is it called?
Dodge Viper?
Yeah.
Clarion Dodge S10.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was.
The company that worked, the aerospace company that worked on the aluminum extrusions with Lotus, simultaneously did that car.
Oh.
Without telling either party that they were.
Oh, nice.
They have their type, I guess.
They do.
Yeah. I like the it's like a real car size headlights on a tiny little car. The headlights are like the whole front end of that.
Yeah.
Thing. I mean, this one's a race car, so it doesn't have headlights, but it has covers. But yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Pretty wild.
I did want to say, I mean, Derek mentioned it here at the start of the show, but we have this 037 in front of us. It's a very, very significant race car. And initially, you know, like I was wondering, like, of course, the enthusiasts know that it's a very significant car. It's very special. But like, it has attracted so much attention from kids. See, like, little kids love it. Yeah. And it's the cool colors. It's the wings. It's like all that
shit.
It's
like
shit.
A Matchbox car.
It's totally stuff. Yeah, it's so
it's
cool
a cartoon,
to see.
But in real
life. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They absolutely love it.
Which is amazing because I like that everyone's having a strong reaction. I was sort of like, are people going to be baffled by the 037 being here? I mean, because this car is the car that Valtteri won Monte Carlo with in 1983.
Yeah.
So if you're a rally enthusiast, then you'll be very excited to see the car here. But I'm really surprised by the number of people who are just drawn to it. And I don't know if that's because you guys honored it by putting it front and center when you first walk in, or whether it's intrinsic to the car.
Well, I think so.
Reacting.
I think I think people would be drawn to that car if it was in the corner,
it's
or you know,
a shape that people have not seen before, right? So you can get a variant of a car that you've, you know, some sort of like, you know, Brabus version of a Mercedes that's a familiar shape. People who know, the other people don't. That's a shape that no one's ever seen on the roads in this country. So it's just gonna make everyone lose their mind and say, what is it? And of course, it says right on the back, Lancia Martini. Mm. So there's going to be a lot of posts like hashtag Lancia Martini.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's on that Martini.
Yeah.
The Lancia Martini.
Yeah, that's right. Lancia, of course.
I didn't get a chance to look at it too long. I mean, we saw it come through as it registered, but that Alpina 7 Series back there, did you guys get a close look at that thing? It's
Which
so
one?
Freaking
the
cool.
E32.
Yeah.
The one that belongs to the detailer.
I'm not surprised because it's gray and it's impeccable and it has
manual.
Yeah, yes.
And it has soft lines.
It's so rad.
It sounds great.
Okay, I had a problem with it because it's got
a
Dynan badge.
It's not
on
a real Alpina.
With Alpina.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
It's not a real Alpina.
You know what is a real Alpina?
It is.
The
E36 wagon next to
it. Oh, yeah, for sale.
It has a for sale sign on it, and I almost took the for sale sign so that no one else could buy it, but then
it's
an autotragic transmission.
It's autotragic, yeah. Yeah, so Kyle Van Hoven, a friend of ours, you guys know him from BMWCCA, he actually sent that to me before he like was even considering registered because I was like looking for a touring, but then, yeah, saw auto, and like if you're going to go Alpina, if you're going to go all out touring, you got to have the manual. Like, I mean,
Alpina's thing is automatic.
Yes, exactly.
I know, it's like, but I mean, I want as an enjoyable, fun vehicle, right? Like,
right, and then it's higher performance variant.
Yeah, yeah.
3.2 liter swapped E36 wagon. I mean, it's hot AF.
Yeah, yeah.
It also has a V8 powered Alpina wagon.
Okay.
So
that would be enough.
That feels like that's very Alpina also to put V8s and things that shouldn't have Alpina.
Right.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have V8s in
that shouldn't have Alpina.
Yeah, I feel like Alpina now they make like a lazier fast car, right?
Yes.
It's like it's more about the automatic transmissions. It's more about like not being rev happy and kind
of. Andreas Bovensiepen, who was the head of Alpina until he sold it to BMW, is getting older.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean,
so he's building the old man cars. Yeah.
Dude, but I was really impressed by the new six. It was the new six series. It's not the M6, but you know that's Grand Coupe six thing. Or is it an eight?
I don't know.
Might have been eight, right? The Alpina one. We had that for a bit. I don't know if you guys drove it. I mean, it rides so well. I mean, it's amazing.
Like
it's got like no sidewall, and it rides incredible. And also, they improved the. It's amazing, like the tipping, how nice and smooth it is. Like all of those little details, right? They just polish all of that stuff. It's ostensibly an 8 series, but like they just polish everything up and it's so much better. It stands out like as a nice cruiser, comfortable place to be, right?
I mean, they know their customer. It's the same type of person who in the Radwood era would have bought a Mercedes S-Class coupe. They know what those people care about. And that is like, I want it to be smooth and pampering, but also swift.
Yeah. Exactly. Effortless, right?
The opposite of like the Mercedes GLC, maybe 430 or something. I don't know, whatever.
Which, like
the
AMG
thing where all of a sudden it shifts through like 8 gears through a stoplight and you feel every shift. And you're like, what am I in here, you know? Yeah, yeah. And it's farting and all this stuff. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. The opposite of rowdy, right?
It's yeah.
Like silky.
I got to say, my favorite car here is probably not actually produced in Redwood era. It's a, it's the 572 iWagon.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
But that car, I checked the VIN, is a 1999 model year.
Then I'll take it. Mm-hmm. I seriously don't
which
want
to
buy this car.
It's an E39 wagon. Oh. Wagon.
Brown.
LS swap.
The brown one that was on BET a while back.
Yes. Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen it here. It just
a lopey.
Loping and looking.
Manual?
Yeah, you've seen, I'm sure you've seen the car. Like, if I you see so. It, you'll recognize yeah. it.
And
it's yeah,
the
yeah.
most beautiful
the
E39
Apex wheels on it. And the thing about looks this really car good. That I actually particularly liked is that, okay, so it's a brown wagon with an LS swap and a manual. And then you start looking at it closely and you're just like, holy shit, everything that they did on this car is just so. Like, they put a full M5 interior in it with, like, a leather dash and leather door cards.
Wow.
It's like got the caramel interior, which is an M5 only color. Like, they put the M5 mirrors on it. I mean, the attention to detail and the build of that thing is just, like, everything that you would sort of come up with when you're just penciling something out but never actually build because that takes time and it's too expensive. So the, it's just, like, a really wild build.
It's great. Yeah,
thing.
It's really well done. Yeah, it's come up on BAT twice. It sold, like, maybe 5 years ago and then, like, fairly recently,
yes,
right? Like,
remember.
A year ago or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hate to do it, but we got to wrap up. That was it.
We have to wrap up.
That's all we have time for.
Wow, so abrupt.
Wow.
Yep.
So abrupt.
I don't know how else to do it.
I would like to acknowledge Jeep Island, speaking of curation.
Oh, dude, those are so nice.
Yeah, they're all gorgeous.
Incredible.
And there's the red Laredo, which has like the ski rack on it. And it has
and
the,
period
the,
skis,
the K2
skis.
Skis with the marker M48s on it. And it's got the 1988 Jeep Olympic sponsor.
And a New Kids on the Block jacket
yeah.
hanging in the...
It's just whoa. Like, it's one of those curated cars where you're just like, every detail is so magnificent on this thing. One thing I would change is that it doesn't have period license plates, but it has a period license plate frame from an actual dealer.
Yeah.
It says like Jeep Eagle on it when Jeep
yeah.
and Eagle used to be sold together. I mean, that car attention to detail is so cool. And I
pretty
love
amazing.
People put in the effort to like curate.
Yeah,
agree.
Really
and cool. there is an award for that. We have
yeah.
a Raddest Accessory Award.
I would,
so like,
I would nominate that car.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet.
Yeah.
Speaking of curating, I mean, I've been, we've all been to Pebble Beach a million times. We've been to Amelia. We've all been to the big shows. Nothing beats a Redwood.
Thank you.
These are not blown.
Have you been to Techno Classica in Essen?
Yes.
You have?
Yes. That place is wild because there's a lot of shit you can buy where you're like, oh, I need this, I need
oh,
this.
Oh, really?
Like, that sounds
random
super interesting,
weird
too.
Parts and, like, posters,
yeah.
brochures.
I want to
like,
check it out.
It's
but
fucking nuts.
I agree with you.
And it, the other thing that I, the itch that it scratched for me was that it does what Radwood kind of does, which is there's this era of cars that I really like that nobody was giving a shit about.
Exactly.
And it was featuring those cars. And
yeah.
now Radwood solves that problem in the U.S., but I went in 2013 before Radwood existed.
Oh, right, right.
I was like, look at all these cool cars that nobody cares about but me, but here they are being presented, and now
we got to check it out.
Wood, so.
Yeah, still haven't been. Yeah,
I do lab. One trivia question for you.
For who, Derek? Because you know he's gonna know the answer.
I don't think he. Maybe he will. We have to do the trivia music, or else it wouldn't be complete. What is the name of the color of this car behind me?
Oh, Derek knows. He said it yesterday.
This is from the owner. I'm not going to this, you know, Gothenburg archives.
Because, yeah.
This is from Thomas Park. It's an 850 T5R in yellow.
There was some sort of debate that I saw on Instagram happening, blowing up my phone.
Oh,
and like I said, this is
T5R could possibly come with a manual. So that
in the U.S. it was not available, but in the rest of the world, it
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
So is that a rest of the world car?
No. Well, no. He swapped it.
It.
He just finished swapping it.
Because Tom Park's the man.
He is the man. He's and got my Scirocco.
It's claim. Very yeah. cool. All right, stop beating around the bush.
I think it's called pale yellow or something.
Pale yellow in from lane.
Yellow hurdy-gurdy?
Schmorgy-borgy.
No, hurdy-gurdy. More hurdy-schmorgy-borgy is more orangey.
Okay.
If it were a BMW, it would be a Dakar, but this color is called Lemon Cream.
Lemon Cream.
I believe that's the name.
Okay. And Art?
Ektorp Corner Sofa Yellow.
Fuck, I thought it was called pale yellow, too.
Pale yellow. I'm going to give Derek the win. Cream yellow.
Cream
yellow.
No, I was wrong. I'm
cream
sorry.
Yellow.
You're just hungry.
Derek's going to go kill himself. Yeah.
I actually...
anyone knows of a new host you'll do, show, yeah. please contact me.
You'll do better next time, but...
He said lemon cream yesterday, and I smiled and nodded because I was running around as we were setting up, so...
And again, this is from Thomas Park. There's a chance
he's
that he's not exactly
oh,
right, so you
man.
Could be...
How
could
dare
be
you?
...assuming the same bullshit because we both independently arrived at the same name.
Cream yellow.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
it's very creamy.
A shirt that's exactly the same color. We should ask him what his shirt is.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
That's a podcast. Thank you guys
all
so much.
Well, thank you for joining
us.
We appreciate you. We got to go give awards out.
Carmudgeon Show on all everywhere and YouTube supposedly, where only like 2% of people watch it. So you need to watch YouTube more
and watch my favorite car content on YouTube called Revelations with Jason Camisa.
Thank you guys
and Icons and all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.